Because he obviously didn't. But he's a very important person in your life. He is a UK-based, a London-based accountant. He can help you form a company, help you keep it straight, help you with tax compliance, et cetera, et cetera. He is our accountant here with the World Internet Summit. So, Steve Harris, now you know someone that you got to contact with. Meet him, greet him. Thanks, Steve.
Put your name on here and put a little star by it.
Okay. Next announcement is during lunch. We're going to have an opportunity for you to immortalize yourself.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
That is, if you've got anything out of the event, we'd like to get you to do a testimonial. Video testimonial, right? Multimedia. Mike Stewart would be happy of that. So anyway, basically during lunch, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be shooting a little shot with the camera, and we'd love to get each and every one of you. We probably won't have time for everybody, but you do that. And also, a group of people, Kate, at the back of the table, has asked me to have these people come up and see her. I don't know what for, but it's Naheed. By the way, I may mess up some of the names, which I apologize in advance for. Naheed Brooking, Peter Leckie, Trevor Sadonsky. See, I've met everybody, but I always keep first names, not last names. Michael Young, Maxine Smith, Keith Rovegive. You got to sort that one out, Keith. Paula Hugler and Eric, it looks like Milder or something of that nature. All right. Now, you're in for a very special treat. How many of us in this room, by show of hands, have heard of autopilotriches.com? Have you seen how many of the world's top marketers are actually using that tool? I mean, repeatedly it comes up, and they, you know, go show you what I did on my sales, and poof, that comes up. All the top marketers are using it because, in reality, you just can't do business without that. If you're going to be a web marketer, you got to have a good e-commerce system. Well, David Cavanaugh understands that system inside out. He can make it simple. It really is simple, and you really don't have to utilize. It's just like if you've ever had a financial calculator. You don't have to utilize everything it has the capacity to do to get at everything that you want it to do. So we're going to have autopilotriches.com seminar, and guess who's going to present it? Let's welcome from Australia, and now from Thailand, Mr. David Cavanaugh.
Plug me in. Oh, that's better.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty. How are you, folks? I'll do it again. How are you, folks? Hey, I thought I was dead. Okay, we need me on the screen now. Here we go. Wonder if this works. That's better. No, now I can't see it. That's better. Do this one. No. It'll get there in a minute, don't worry. Okay, now we've got it. Okay, folks, how are you today? Does anyone have a... Did everyone have a good night last night?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you think of Armand? Man, I tell you. Did anyone miss last night? Did anyone miss last night? Who actually missed it? You did? How come? Hey? That's it, Armand. I just wanted to keep you so you saw that, man. It was a con to keep you here. I said to him, I'm going to develop a new product. Let's stick around for a minute. He's all right. But I thought I'd show you that. Was that good or what? Okay, folks, welcome to today. I'll just pull this up on the screen so you see what's going on here. Where are we now? Hold on, I lost it for 1 second. Where are we going? Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm talking to you today, folks, about autopilot riches. And the reason we're talking to you, talking to you about autopilot riches is because it is your one-stop, one-shop solution, as it says there, for making and taking money on the internet. Now, by now, most of you will probably agree with me, it is the system that everyone uses, correct? And it is something, irrespective of my product, irrespective, excuse me, the voice after last night's a bit kind of cactus. It's McFall, we were singing and dancing there. No, folks, all jokes aside, I mean, it is the system that, you know, Martin Wales uses, Brett uses, Tom, myself, you know, quite a few people in the crowd using that as well. And it's the ultimate system for making, taking and running. It's like, as Brett says, it's basically your control panel, okay, so to speak. Now, who agrees, no matter what product you've invested in here, no matter what coaching I give you, you still need a control panel and something to take your money. Does everyone agree with that? So, I mean, as I say to you, no matter what you've looked at here, this is the number one thing you need out of anything. And I just present for Ted because, just to show you and explain the system to you, but it is the number one thing you definitely need. It's like your bank. If you haven't got a bank, you can't put any cash in. Okay, I'll give you a quick look, folks. And this is not going to be a rah-rah presentation because I want to get into the nitty-gritty with you. Can I have some of that makeup too? Just for a sec. Oh, okay. No, I just want to show you, folks, basically the main thing about it. Okay, imagine this. Pardon me. You've got the best product or service in the world. You have the best skills, and enthusiasm in the world. But, what do you think the big but is? Talk to me so I know you're alive. Hello?
Don't manage it.
Sorry?
Don't manage it.
You don't know where to start or who to turn to. Who agrees with that? Gee, you're half dead today. You want to put on some Robbins music or something, Brett, and get up dancing or something? Okay, folks, this, all jokes aside, who at the moment, I mean, a lot of people have got involved in my coaching, and I'll guide you through this and a lot of other things as well. And if you're in Stephen's package, as I said, by all means, we'll give you 6 weeks coaching and help you out. And incidentally, I've got 5 spots left on my coaching if anyone missed out. You can see them at the back. I've got 5 spots I'm taking. That's all. Okay. Now, you don't know where to start, who to turn to. And I've got some gentlemen in the crowd that I talked to over a couple of drinks last night have made some very successful businesses and money in England. But what I'd like to say to any of those guys, you need to make dollars in any business to survive. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who wants to start making money on the internet today? No or yes?
Yes.
No or yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Gee, you're starting to wake up. Now, why is it like a telephone? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, with a telephone, when you first get it, of course you have to learn it. It's only half obvious. You have to put in the person's number. The guys meet a girl, you put in their number. The girls meet a guy, a business acquaintance, and then you put their name. You might put a few things and you save. Once you've done that, if you've got 1,000 people in that or 100 or whatever, yeah, it is time consuming. But once you've done it, the only thing you have to do is edit it if you need to change a number or a name. Or, am I right? Okay, and it doesn't matter what phone you got, it's the same principle. Now, what I say to you, with Autopilot Riches, when you add your products, if you've got one product, take you a couple of seconds. If you've got 100, well, it might take you a couple of hours. It's only half obvious. Is there a learning curve? Yes, there is. But we're there to teach you, and it's got about 18 hours of tutorials inside it, all in voice, so you can listen to it, and we'll take you through step by step. Okay, and what we're doing this, we're giving you a 2-year package. So you've got a whole thing, you've got plenty of time to really suss it out, okay? Now, what I say to you folks, basically, if you want to add a product, you add product, write it in, press save, done. You saw me yesterday in the lunchtime, I showed you that. Want an autoresponder, add a folder, put it in, save, done. Does that take time? Yes. If you're not prepared to take time, well, don't do it. Don't do anything. Get a job. No, serious, am I right? And you know a job is just on broke, okay? I don't care if I make the same money for myself instead of working for a boss. At least I can sit at home and actually have the freedom of doing what I want when I want. Who wants that?
Yeah.
You know, even if you're only making a couple hundred pound a week with a boss, even if it's only that, but you can go home and do the same thing. Who'd still rather actually work from home even for a couple hundred pounds instead of working for a boss telling you what to do and where to go?
Yeah.
And as soon as you tell them where to go, they tell you where to go. Okay, my commitment to you today, and I'm really serious about this too, folks. I'll show you the best online solution available for you to start making money on the internet. I will talk straightforward and honest with you at all times. Well, I always do that anyway. Your commitment to me, be straightforward with me at all times so I can help you succeed on the internet from today onwards. Yesterday I gave you a big rah-rah and I showed you all the things I'm going to teach you. With Autopilot Riches and that, I don't want you to get involved unless you want to seriously have this as a business. Okay? Forget everything. Get your money back. Seriously. Because get out of here, as from tonight, start making cash. Who's agreeing on that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't feel Autopilot Riches is for you, then say no. I'm not offended. I've been married before. But if you feel Autopilot Riches is for you, then say yes today. Is that fair, no, or yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Peter Sun Marketing. I've got a few American sites, Australian sites, UK sites in here. Peter Sun Marketing. I'll stand over here just so I can give you a quick look. He put up a web... Well, I actually did this site for him a while. And does anyone know Peter Sun Marketing? Peter, yeah, BBI, stuff like that. He's a very successful marketer in that. He was actually here last week playing cards in a tournament. Don't know how his licenses are going. Okay, have a look at that site there. Now, on the top, there's one thing, even though Pete's a friend of mine, tell me if this is right. 99% of successful failure in your business will depend on your ability to sell your product or service. Is that right? Okay, I'll repeat that. 99% of successful failure in business will depend on your ability to sell your product or service. You don't agree with that? Yeah? We'll talk about that later. Okay. Who agrees with it? If you can't sell your product, you can't... Tell me something. When you're talking to a daughter, a son, or anything like that, when you're talking to them day to day, aren't you still selling your love, selling something? You're still selling your idea, you're still selling your concepts and that? But we can talk about it later. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Okay. You've got a choice and tools with Autopilot Riches. One, and I'm using this as an analogy. One, you can go fishing with a rod. And how many people have gone fishing before? Used a rod, a hand line? Okay, we agree on that one anyway. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. You can go from the rod up to a big fishing boat. And of course, you can actually catch a lot more fish and go out deep sea and you can do whatever. You can have a couple of boats. And I know it might sound totally stupid, but if you've got a fleet helping you, what are you going to do? Catch the little fish or catch the big fish? I'm just trying to paint pictures because I know a lot of people are visual. And what I'm trying to say to you, you've got a little autoresponder package, and that's great for sending out autoresponders. You might have PayPal, that's good for taking money. You might have this, but you add them all up together, you're paying a couple hundred pounds a month or whatever, all the different services added up together. Would you like one package that communicates with each other? You just go in once and you can use it from an internet cafe, and that's your whole business in a box? You see? It's a one-stop solution. Pardon me. Now, what I say to you is say yes to hands-free internet marketing. I don't want to be chained to a keyboard. The first instant when you set up, of course, okay, you're typing, you're doing work. But after that, you set it and forget it. When I send out an email to people, do you realistically think I send individual ones to every person? No. Or do you think I go broadcast to database, bang, send? What's easier? You know, and that's the system we're offering you, the same as Ted everyone else is using. Autopilot Riches is brilliant. Now, just so I can help you today, again, tell me if I'm right. You need to build a list. Hands up if you agree. And people always say money's in a list. Who agrees with that? I disagree. No, I do. I feel, again, tell me if I'm right. Money is in a good quality responsive list who want to buy your products, services, and they've got great rapport and a relationship with you. I had 15,000 in my list. I've now got them down, I think yesterday I counted 1,884. But when I send out things to people, I usually get about a 40% success rate. Most people in net get about one. And before I was getting about, I think, 0.7. You know, so I took out every person who hadn't bought, hadn't responded, unsubscribed, all that, and I got it right down. And I used to look, unsubscribe, and I go, oh no. But the thing is, if they're going to unsubscribe, why not? Let them. Because it means it's just not, I'm not for them, they're not for me. But wouldn't you rather be on a list that every time someone sends you something, you really think, well, this person, yeah, of course they're in it for their interest too, but they're trying to help you as well. So that's what I'm saying. You must test, track, and measure everything you do. Yes? Yes? Okay. You have to communicate and build a relationship with your customers and your prospects, etc. Yes? And who agrees with this? You need 100 to succeed properly. You need 100% automation. Okay? Otherwise, it's like Gerber says, you're working basically in your business all the time rather than working on your business. Wouldn't you rather your business going on, making money in that, and you can just go on a few touch-ups, change it out? But if you're sitting there 9 to 5 having to do it, soon as you go to have a holiday or anything, well, your business is screwed. Okay? How many people can honestly say today, and there might be a couple, but how many people can say, I'll ring up the secretary tomorrow, hi love, I've decided not to come in for 5 months, if you're the boss. How many people have got a business that can say that and know when they come back, they've got actually a business or let alone a car spot? Not many, I'll tell you. So really, what have you got? You have employed yourself. You've got a job that you run. Most people leave a job because the guy's an idiot. And they go and set up a business and they work for an even bigger one. Themselves. Okay. But on the internet, it's great because you can communicate easily. There's emails. There's a lot of things. So look at Peter's son's side again, folks. Okay. What we did with Peter, we took him through with helpful tutorials. You'll see on the left-hand side down the bottom, there's six chapters. And we've actually got an additional site that I'll show you today you can go to. Six chapters of tutorials. You click on the button and it starts playing the music like Mike showed you with the audio. Now, who finds it a lot easier to click on a button, listen, you can pause, stop and just write down step by step. So whatever I don't cover today, once you're in the system, you've got heaps of information there that'll just go through. Hi, Alex Mendozian did it for us. This is Alex. Welcome to the autoresponder section. Click on this. Click here. Now, you know what I mean? Is that a lot easier to guide you through the system? Okay, next step. Peter started BBI. He now changed the site, okay, and he put popovers, he put pop-unders, he put messages on the screen. Have a look where it's got first name and email. When they press submit, guess where it goes to? Straight into the database. Now, when Peter now writes an email to someone, do you think he goes in manually? Peter, believe me, is not good on computers. Hey, Dave, my laptop's not working. You know? He goes in. That actually sounds like it, doesn't it? No, seriously. He goes in, types out an email, press send, and the system sends it to whoever he's picked. So he doesn't have to. How many people have got products and you've sold it? You've got a database, you think, oh, hold on, you have to tick which one's bought what product and all that kind of stuff. Anyone doing that? Or manually, or going into Outlook or Outlook Express? It is a pain. Or you're going through your book and you're trying to transfer them to different lists and everything. With this system here, I'll show you, you can have 100 websites all running off the one system. You don't need a different Autopilot Riches for every website. So if you've got 20, 30, 40 different products or websites, you can have the one system, okay, to do the whole lot. Is that handy? Okay, what you do, you just go into cart setup, and where it says your name there, just put a generic name, a generic everything of yours, and on every website you're promoting something, please note, you will be charged by. And so they know, no matter if it's stop smoking, if it's a weight loss, if it's a service industry, just tell them, like ClickBank or that, you will be charged by so-and-so. So they know it's one company that runs all those sites. Is that easy to understand?
Yeah.
So you can use a lot of sites. Okay. Now, what I say to you here, who would like to learn, just so I know today, how to build a huge list with cut and paste forms? Anyone? Wake up. Paul, put your hand up. 15 minutes to make money from PayPal. No one wants to make money. Gee, wow, Brett, they wake him up. Okay, make easy money while you sleep with free autoresponders. Now, that one there is powerful. I'll tell you that now, whether you agree or disagree. Who would like, as Steiner's done this weekend, to get an army of affiliates to sell, yeah, Paul, to sell your products for you? Who thinks they can do as much just on their own? There's no way in the world. If you say that to yourself, you really need to look at affiliate marketing, because the money on the internet is a good responsive list, good people to communicate with, a great affiliate team, you know? So really start utilising this, folks. Who would like to learn how to upsell 93% of the people on your order forms? Tom's taught you that already. Instead of directing them straight to the sign up here page, didn't he have the good deal or the best deal or the better deal? And if we have a look, I think there's about 60% who actually signed up for the big one. And that was just in one little offer. We've had it up to, we've tested up to about 93%. Is that incredible response rate? So instead of just going straight to the order form, they sign up, take them to a page, congratulations, you've decided to do this, great decision, although did you know you can also get this? If they don't, well, fair enough, you've got their money anyway. But what happens if they think, oh, wow, I get another 40 bonuses and this and that? Isn't it a lot better for you? And you've gone from 27 to 297. That's a big jump just in one question. And do they have to accept it? No. So the thing is, I mean, you've already committed, so folks, use that to your advantage. Who wants to know how to automatically test and measure anything? Yeah. Everyone, Brett, Stephen, Mike, everyone has been telling you all weekend, Jenny, the whole of them, you need to test and measure. Some people say to me, oh, David, I've spent $1 million on my advertising. To some big businesses, honestly, that's not a lot of money. But I say, yeah, but how many tracks of ads or whatever? Oh, I've got about 50 campaigns. Which one's working? Oh, I'm not really sure. How do you know that it mightn't be a £10,000 Yellow Pages ad that's pulling in 99% of your things and you've wasted another $990,000? Would it be correct in saying, like with the headlines we did, doesn't matter what we think, let the public tell us. And you could have a really tiny little campaign that's cost you nothing that's really making you a lot of money. Is that all right? So test it. That's one thing I'd say. And even if you don't go ahead with this, do some testing yourself. Do something to test it, because otherwise, you know, you don't know what you're doing. Okay, secrets of how to plan, set it and forget it. Okay, that's what I'm going to teach you today. Now, who can use a keyboard to type at the moment? And I just want to see the level of skill. Who can use a keyboard? No, seriously, some people are really new. Why do you think I get messages every day, 4 pages. I don't know. I sent an email. I don't know why it didn't get through and I haven't got a modem plugged in. Armin said to me, you're doing 52 weeks of coaching, David. You're an idiot. You want to see some of the questions I get sometimes? Wow. I'll send it to you guys. I'll pay India $50 to outsource it. Okay. Who can fill in the blanks in boxes? If you can't do that, please have a cuppa. Okay. Who can cut and paste text really easy? Copy, paste. Yeah, thank you. Who can click mouse buttons? Who can enjoy yourself and have fun? Okay, well, for 1 minute, stand up. Everyone stand up for a sec. Put something on, Brett, for 1 minute, will you? Have a stretch a minute. Everyone's dead. Don't let him pick his Filipino music. I thought he was going to put on some Tagalog music or something up the back there. Hey, and all jokes aside, some of the guys who have been here have helped all weekend. You know Kate, you know Brett and all us. What about James on the camera and the gentleman up on the back on the sound helping us all weekend and no one even sees them, you know? I used to be a DJ at venues and you get the bride and groom. Well, I'd like to thank mum and dad and the caterers and the club and this and that and thanks. I think, what about me? They forget, they give you my, oh, sorry, I forgot about you. Yeah. So these guys do a lot of work and they're putting out your DVDs, everything, folks. Okay. Well, if you can do all those things, you're overqualified to start using Autopilot Riches today. Let's see how I'm not joking. It is really easy. And if you want to, like I finish and then it's lunch. Who wants to go into lunch and I'll teach you a bit more on Autopilot Riches? Anyone want that? If you want to stay, I'll teach you some more. I don't care. Okay, let's see. Hands-free list building. Okay, with Autopilot Riches, you've got easy-to-use online forms. You've got ready-made entry pop-ups. You know when you go in, it's got a pop-up? Some people say, oh, but I don't like it, and they're blocked. What happens if you just get 1 or 2% that actually get through that sign up for your newsletter? Is it still, if you test and measure, is it still worthwhile testing it? Okay, ready-made exit pop-ups. So when they exit your site, they get a pop-up, excuse me, why did you leave? Or do you want to sign up for my free newsletter? And if you've built a good rapport with them saying, hey, I'll give you this for free, down the track, might they buy something off you? Or might they refer a friend that'll actually come back and take one of your courses or buy your e-books and that? All I'm saying is build that relationship with them first. The money is in your list, but a responsive, targeted list. Now, I told you that yesterday, the secret formula in Dating Explain, SPCR. Does anyone remember that? You weren't listening yesterday. Okay. S, write this down. Please. Suspect. When they first get to your website, yeah, I remember now, Dave, do you? I'm a dumb... Yeah. Yeah, now you remember. Yeah, right. You had too many plonks last night. Okay. Suspect when they first get to your website. Because let's face it, Australians, English, and that are very similar in a lot of regards there. As I said, they've got an anti-American hype filter built in their head. They really want, prove to me why I should deal with you. Am I right? If you can show me value in your product, you can show me I'm going to pay a dollar and make $5 back, okay, I'll sign up. If you can show me you're not going to spam the list and send my email to 26,000 porn sites, well, I'm serious about it. It happens. You know, I've had that many emails sent to me, you know, to get bigger breasts. My name's David. I'm thinking, hello, send it to the missus, not me. You know? Folks, when they go from suspect, then what do they turn into? That's once they've put their name and email. They say, well, now I'm a prospect. And we've got quite a few speakers in the crowd. Are they not then a prospect? They're actually saying, well, I don't know you, but build a relationship. Give me trust, rapport, you know, make it safe, comfortable, all that kind of stuff. They're a prospect. Once you're a prospect and they get you a series of autoresponders like Brett does with scrapbooking profits, etc., and how many times sometimes, it's true, does it take to get emails or letters and that before they make a decision? Sometimes 5, 6, 7 times, am I right? So would it be fair to say, hi, glad to see you sign up for my free newsletter. Here's a few tips for you. Click on this to get some free photos. Click on this to check about more scrapbooking options. And people say, oh, but I'll direct them to another site. So what? At least you've been honest with them. And then they might say, well, if he's given this, I'll actually go back and check his site. So what I'm saying, folks, be honest and build that rapport. Once they actually sign up with you and they buy something, they're now a customer. Now, once they turn from a customer, and I'm talking affiliates now, and they really like it, really love your products and services, what have they now gone into? Affiliates, or what I call like a raving evangelist. You know, they're really, if I could show you a way to make £1 million today, and you could tell all your friends about it as well, and they could do it, how many would run out the door telling everyone? If you got your share and they got all theirs, how many people, they wouldn't even have to think about it. If you've got a product or service that you know is something like Autopilot Richards that everyone needs, and if you decide to come aboard with this and refer it, you get 20%, not once off, but for life. So if they're on for 5 years, you keep getting 20. That's the biggest affiliate program you can promote. It's better than ClickBank because it's something they need, something they can use, and it's something they'll never cancel because it's something they're always using for their business. Is that a good product straight away for a website to promote? Okay, that's what I call the SPCR formula. Now, this is my old site, folks, number1position.com. Don't go there now because it's just got a lot of crap on it. But the thing is, what I'm saying to you, have a look what I did here. What did I put right in the middle? Name, email, and I changed, instead of saying sign up, what did I put? Free instant access by clicking here now. Okay, and on my new one, I've got your privacy is respected. We do not spam, we do not do anything, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Now, for people who receive that, do they now feel comfortable? Okay. And on the end of every one of my email, if you want to change your details, click here. It takes them straight back to Autopilot Richards. If you want to unsubscribe because I've offended you or whatever, or you're getting off the internet or whatever, click here, and it takes them straight off my list. Is that a nice, easy, safe way of dealing with people? And they do respect you a lot more. Okay. I'll go on the next screen for a minute. And please notice where I actually put that box. Has anyone ever done printing? Anyone done printing or seen printing in their letterbox? That there is called above the fold. They don't have to scroll down to get to it. There, straight away, what do they do if they want to? They'll fill it in straight away. They don't have to go right to the bottom of the page to find it. So once you get involved, make sure you get the name capture in the middle or on the right-hand side. You know why on the right-hand side? Anyone got any suggestions? Sorry? Where's your mouse on most people? What hand? Do you want to travel to the left? Do you want to travel up and down or you just want to click? Okay, where's the best place? Middle or right inside? Okay, above the fold. Is that a few little techniques and tips just to show you? Okay. Mark Victor Hansen. He's put his on his left. That's only because he hasn't had any of my training just yet. Okay, and what's he got right next to it? Audio. So he's got the power of the first name, email, etc. And he's actually put home and fax. And in Autopilot Richards, you've got a part where it's got custom fields. And you've got home phone number, fax number, this and that. And you can go click, click, click. I want that. Copy it, paste it, and it puts the fields in. I'll show you in a second how that's done. Okay, and look on the right-hand side. Not that this is Autopilot Richards, but print this page. Has he made it really easy for people to do whatever? And please notice it's all still above the fold. They don't have to scroll down to the bottom. Okay, have a look at this one. Next one. Okay, Alex Mandozian. Your first name, your primary email, and your zip code. Because he promotes leadership events, and he introduces you to speakers, etc. Why does he capture a zip code or a postcode? When a new person comes to town, guess who he promotes to? You see? And look what he's done. He's got a picture of him standing there looking like God. No disrespect. But what I say to you, and what's he got? Click here for free instant access. And guess who actually filled it in? Martin at customercatcher.com. Okay. And he's up the back. He's Alex's best mate. Okay. What I'm saying to you folks, look at Alex here. He's standing there doing a contortion act. But do people on, he was listening to me, that's why he put it on the top right hand corner. Okay, but folks, if you're promoting an e-book, look what he's done. Put in your full name, your email, your zip code, and I'll give you 3 chapters of my book. You know how he delivers that? Is when you fill that in, it goes to an autoresponder, comes back to you, congratulations, you've signed up, click here to get your first 3 chapters in Word. Is that a really simple way? You've got a list, but you've encouraged them to put their name and email by what? Giving them something for free. And if they like that 3 chapters, at the end of the 3 chapters, guess what it's got? To read the other 14 chapters, click here and it takes you straight back to Autopilot Riches and you buy the book. So is Alex smart? That's what I'm saying. Do these kind of things, folks. And what's he also got? Print this page. People like printing it out because how many people buy PDFs and they go home and they hate reading the bloody things on the computer? Tell me if it's true. I know I do. It's a pain. You know, you're sitting there with a laptop, you start going, this is why I wear these stupid things now. But the thing is, folks, how many people would rather a book any day? You know, I spoke at the Australian seminars and one lady said, I love just sitting in the bath. I can't take my laptop sitting in the bath, you know. So what? And you can scribble all over a book or the paper. You can't do that on your laptop. I tried it and I had to get rid of it. Now, it was a joke, sorry. Okay, entry pop-ups. You know, Martin made these kind of things up. You can have special reports. You can have a pin for a free tele-seminar. Hey, congratulations, you just signed up. Here's your pin number. Dial this number. Here's your pin. Marketing campaigns. Discount offers. Specials. Can you think of heaps more than that? Hello? Okay. Now, cecredit.com, this one. Again, look at the pop-up. They've done their name and or the state and all that kind of stuff and access my info, but they haven't done it on the page. Well, they've actually got one on the page down below, but they've also got it as a pop-up. So if you shut that, scroll down, they've got another one. Are they giving themselves a couple of chances to try and get your name? Okay. And what I say to you here, folks, look at this. More progress. They've got a pop-up. I'm trying to show you it doesn't have to be on the page. It can be off the page, under the page, anything. Right, go to the next one. Free Get Acquainted offer package. And you click on the button, you listen to the audio. Name and email, submit. Look what the gentleman wrote. We respect your privacy and we will not rent, sell or share your list with anyone. I honestly say do that, people. And put, as Alex says, Martin says, Armin, hi, we all put, we respect your email privacy. They click on that, it opens up saying we respect that, we'll never spam, we'll never do this and that, and you can unsubscribe. Do people feel comfortable that you've built that relationship with them? Yes? Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Build a relationship with them, folks. Exit pop-ups. And this can be done on entry as well. You can do an online survey. You can do downsell. Hey, you didn't buy for 97. Well, you decided to leave and most people never come back. Do you want to get it for 67? True? You might as well get them if you can. Okay. You've got lower price products, affiliate links, e-course. How many people are really good specialists in what they do? And if you put your name and email, that's all I want from here. Unsubscribe at any time. I'll give you over the next 7 days an autoresponder that comes to you, day one, day two, day three, on scrapbooking profits or how to build a business, what I learned at the World Internet Summit. Does anyone think that's good? And on all of them, if you decide you like this article and you want to get a copy of my book, click here. Directs them to your website. And they click on the order button there, puts them into the cart. You see what I mean? It's good marketing. You have to start thinking as a business, as Stephen said to you. Jenny said the same thing. Think of the internet now as a web business. Does anyone think they've got that point over the weekend? You're not just doing a little front page website anymore. Build multiple businesses and actually start really getting yourself some good money, but building great relationships with your customers. You know, Mark Victor Hansen, he copied what I told him. You know, look at this. Before you go, what's your number one reason you cannot afford his seminar? And he's got tick, 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 and you fill it in. Is that giving you very good feedback? Yeah? Okay. Next one. Hands-free testing and tracking. Okay. You saw what Tom did on the first night. You can test and track everything. You see how he did the 3 headlines? And then he showed you on the screen. Do you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, you can test index A or index 1 or whatever. And then, as we said, some of them might have more hits. But as I said, hits are how idiots track success. I just want to know the conversion ratio. Okay, you might have more people, but how much have you made? Because at the end of the day, is it the dollar that's paying the rent? Okay, so folks, what I'm saying there, open rates of email. You can check that with Autopilot Riches. If you're sending it out through Outlook Express or anything, you don't know who's opened it. clicks to leads to sales. You can see with Tom, you know your full conversion, how many have clicked, how many have turned into a lead, how many have sold, so you know your stats. And if you know your stats and you know what's working, you also know what's not working. Okay? Now, Tom Peters, in his Search of Excellence, he said the same thing. You cannot test, you can never test what you don't measure. You cannot measure what you don't test. Okay, go to the next one. John Rees. Who's heard of John Rees? I was the number one affiliate that got the first three sales for John in his last Traffic Secrets thing in the Renew course. John tests and measures 100% of everything he does. Because as he said, if you don't test and measure, you don't honestly have a clue where your money's coming from or where your people or why you've offended them or how you've made them happy. So what I say, folks, build that relationship, test and measure. And Autopilot Riches, as you can see, has done that, and it's also made affiliates a lot of money, and also the gentleman sitting down the front, he's made a lot of money, and it all it's been done is taken Tom, filled it in, the system's taken you how much money so far?
$30,000.
You know? And how hard was it for Tom to sit there, put a table, a banner, paste in a bit of copy, put in a name and email and that, you know what I mean? And add a couple of products. Okay, you are, as I said, I come from a hypnosis background, but it is psychology. Draw it out on paper. Okay, I want them to buy this, but if I give them a few bonuses, maybe they'll do this. Maybe I can get an exit pop-up that asks them why you're leaving. If they've gone to this, I'll subscribe them to an autoresponder that says, hey, congratulations, I've got a free course. Oh, wow, you give me something. You know what I mean? Start thinking. Jim Edwards always says he will do it all on paper before he even gets onto the computer. Who agrees with that? Lay it out on paper. I do. I think get a pen and paper, rough it out. Here's my index page. I want a contact button. I want an about us. I want a sales page. I want a promo, or I want my name in the middle. And then once you've done it, then you get on the web and it's so much easier. And if you're doing autoresponder sequence, whether you get them off Brett, Go Articles, you write them yourself, think, okay, the first one's a intro. The second one is, yesterday I sent you a letter. Did you like it? Third one is, you see what I mean? And start, and you can even test and measure whether day zero, day one, day two is too many, or day zero, day two, day six. You see, test and measure your crowd, because if you see them unsubscribing, excuse my French, you know you're pissing them off. Am I right? But if you're sending them, my crowd, now I get a few unsubscribes, I do, everyone will. But I get that many. I actually wrote to my list, where's Graham? Is Graham still here? Oh no, he's outside. Graham, Mark knows up the back, Paul Smith knows. I wrote to my list once and Paul said, David, you're getting pedantic, you're worried about nothing. But one guy said to me, oh, you're sending me too many offers, I'm on your coaching calls, I did this and that, you're trying to flog products. And I'm not worried now, but I mean at the time I thought, I wonder if I have offended. So I sent out a list to all my people, say, hey, do I offend you? Didn't I, Paul? I said, do I offend you? Tell me the truth, and if I am, well, I won't send you anything. And I had so many people, I'd tell him to stick it where it fits. I'm an adult and I can make a decision at any time just to delete your email if I don't want your offer, but keep sending it because maybe one day you'll come up with something, oh wow, I need something like that, so I trust your advice. So as I say, folks, really test your crowd out. Next one. Up to the minute sales reports. Who thinks that's paramount to their web success or their web business? Okay. With Autopilot Riches, you've got real time data. You can check it daily, monthly, annually. And as I said, you can go out here right now, pull it up, autopilotriches.com, click on members login, your username and password, which they'll send you next week, and you're straight in the system. Welcome back, Tom. Welcome back, Joanne. And you just click on it, and you can check. That's a lot easier than having to carry something around with you. Now, folks, next thing. I don't want to see those signs. He's giving me 30 minutes. Who wants to go for an hour? Yeah, see, don't worry about it. I don't even listen to you, McFall. You just run the show. Okay. Have a look at it here, folks. You've gone into Autopilot Rich, and I won't show you live because the computer connection stuffs up, but the screenshots don't. Okay, you know, I've clicked on orders there, okay, and what I've done, it now comes up sales by date, by client, by card type, by item, you see. I can even check how many Visas beat MasterCard or beat BankCard. You see what I'm saying? And people say, no, Dave, I reckon this would work. I'm thinking, no, I don't care. Because this system tells me. So if people say to me, oh, but Dave, I reckon the headline on that page would work better. Again, we didn't know the other night, but the system has told us. Well, sorry, the public who've gone to the site, who've invested in Steiner's offer, have told us. Is that right? So, Forget being a marketing guru. I'm Dave. I'm not a guru. I let the public be the guru. Let your customer, I'll just be the normal guy collecting the cash. I'm not a guru. I just want your money. Okay. So you just check those things out there, folks. Sales report. Real-time data, daily, monthly, annual. And you can see, you just go straight in. And what it does, you can see over there the date. You can see exactly who bought. We've blanked that out because of privacy reasons. You've also got the referrer, so you know who the affiliate person is. You've got actual how much, accepted, blah, blah, blah. And if you want to refund, you click on it, and all you do is, okay, refund the person. You want to add into an autoresponder. There's so many things you can do. Next one. That's a bigger screen, okay? And you can even tick them all and export them to QuickBooks if you'd like to. Okay? Rob's actually put a new feature now where you can actually get your clients and you can click on, you can make mailing labels. So if you want to take your online business offline, you can print it out and sometimes you can convert a lot more when they get something to post. So Rob's always adding things to it. Martin, every single thing someone says to him, even if it's a bar and it's a nice looking girl, he forgets what they look like. He says, okay, I'll implement that. You know? Folks, I'm telling you now, wouldn't you do that, Martin? Thanks, Martin. Okay, I saw you last night talking to all those glamorous women. Okay, folks.
User feedback.
Yeah, user feedback, yeah. I'll ask you how your feedback was later. Jeff. Okay, folks, I'll go through this fast because McFall says I've got 30 minutes or whatever. Campaign and ad tracking. Okay, direct mail versus email. Now, I'm still the same as Martin in that regard, except I'm better looking. Folks, I would honestly say direct mail in a lot of ways still outpulls a lot of the emails. But would it be fair to say that if you're doing emails and direct mail, you've got a good cross-section? Some people still haven't got a computer. And I mean, in this day and age, really, I mean, I know people who join my coaching course, truly, not to make money, just because, like one lady said, she's 74 in Australia, she just likes getting on the phone calls, talking, learning things, educating herself and having a bit of fun. She said it's better than going to a bowls club, sitting there, and her exact words to me, and dying with my friends. I'm serious. That's what she said to me. She said, I'm educating my brain, having a bit of fun. And I honestly, it's the first time on one of my calls I nearly cried. I said, I'm thinking, wow, a lady talking to 74, talking about dying. And I thought, wow, but it was a positive. I thought she's educating herself. She said, oh, I'm learning all these different countries. And I'm thinking, wow, and she's home. Hasn't got a husband anymore. He passed away and that. So she's on the internet and she can't wait every week getting on the calls. And, oh, hi, what have you done? Oh, nothing, but I'm having a great time. And I said, you haven't made any money? She said, I've got a shitload of cash. Don't worry about it. I'm just having good fun. And she's gone into my forums writing things and all that. So, but I mean, again, has the internet given her a bit of, you know, I check when the movies are on. I can check my friends. And she's even started a blog posting pictures of her grandkids and all this. So, I mean, different people. Now, folks, when you're doing an ad tracker in Autopilot Riches, like we were tracking the headlines and that, how much does it cost you to do that? Nothing. But if you're putting a direct web link, that doesn't cost you anything either. But I'll tell you now, it does. You're putting a direct web link straight to something without tracking it. What's it costing you? The knowledge of not realising what the hell they've done or where they've come from. I want to know which link they clicked on, where they were. I've even targeted mine. If you click this link, it goes into a tracker. So I know, okay, I've had 10 links going to that. So even on my page, which click in order, I've made it into a tracker. So I can tell that and most of my orders, they get from the top of the page. It's really weird. People say, oh, no, they'd read to the bottom. I don't know. But all I can say is, who's told me those answers? My customers. Maybe with different products and services, could be a different thing. But you know what most of them do? Martin will tell you this. They get to the top and they read the headline. Who thinks that's the first thing? Okay? And then what do they usually do? They go right to the bottom, check the price. Yeah? And then they think, $40, yeah, that's all right. So then they go and actually start reading it. You know, they surf, skim, scroll, and what do they do if they don't like it? They press a back button or a refresh. You haven't got too much time to convert them. So you need to hit them with a headline, hit them with a second mini headline or something, capture their name and email. Imagine this. You're going to a site, you love it. The girls see these gorgeous looking hunks on the screen. Oh, I want to go and check that back out. Okay, and you girls wouldn't do that, of course. You see the guys checking out a surfing shop or whatever. And then the next minute someone says, oh look, we need to go shopping, or you have a blackout or something. You might remember where the site was. But if it says put in your name and email, we respect your privacy, etc., then once you turn your computer on, you come back, hi, did you know you were at this site today? Have you got a chance of them coming and back and visiting your site more often? And if you refresh your content, does that keep them coming back? Okay, go on to the next thing. So what I'm saying to you folks, you can't test what you don't track. Even in Google, how many people think AdSense definitely work or AdWords work? Kurt's just told you that. I teach you that in my program as well. It definitely works. But what I do with my Google AdWords, I write, go to number one position or go to autopilot riches, but I put a tracker. So then if Google says you owe me $50, I can go back and check, well, hold on. I can even see exactly which Google ad they've checked through my system. So I've got a double check. Okay, because you're running a business. Next one. Broadcasting with email. You can do autoresponders, a solo broadcast, just a once-off. You can do an e-zone. Alexander Brown does that very well. That's an electronic magazine. You've written some nice pictures and it gets sent out. Martin does that a lot. Brett does it. Okay, bring your offline prospects online. Who's got catalogs they send out? It's cost them a heap of money, a lot of cash, whereas they could show them their website, check it out, then if they're interested, then spend your £3 sending a big catalogue. Who agrees that's saving you money? And it's educating your customer, if you want to actually get off me, straight go to my website, fill it out and bang, it's done. You know, there's so many different ways you can do this, folks. And what are you building with them? A relationship. Okay, simple and easy to create autoresponders. Up the top, you fill in what we did with Sarah. Hypnosis CDs. From sarah@hypnosis.com, name Sarah, save. You write your autoresponder. As soon as they sign up to that, do you have to write it 100 times or just once? Once. That's what I'm saying. It is so simple, folks. Now, your autoresponders. That's an automatic email reply series. I mean, Cliff always says to me, Dave, you can't tell them this way because it's not in our documentation. But I'll tell you something, what I said yesterday, because Martin and I think on the same wavelength. You've got a filing cabinet at home, and you've got a series of manila folders and letters you need sent out. Well, of course, that's the direct mail approach. With Autopilot Riches, you've now got an autoresponder folder, and you've got emails, which I like your letters, and you're saying, day zero, send this out, day two. You know the only thing? Goes out without you having to do anything, and it doesn't cost you a postage stamp. Who thinks it's a lot easier doing that? And you write it once. Only time you have to go back in is if you want to add more or change it, or if you've done a spelling mistake in that, you click edit, fix it. Build relationships forever. Who's got a business that gets a young lady or a gentleman to keep on replying to emails on a consistent basis and frequently asked questions? Anyone? Okay. How much, if you don't mind me asking, sir, would you pay the gentleman or the young lady?
As little as possible.
Okay. And what would that probably be, sir? Okay, so if they work 30 hours a week, £300 or something. Folks, this whole system for a couple of years is about £800. How much money are you saving? And the gentleman here who knows his product better than the young lady or gentleman, he's written exactly the reply he wants, and he knows exactly every time they get their reply, is it exactly what you want, sir? You don't have to say, oh, why'd you word it that way? You know, the gentleman's in control of his business, not the business being in control of him. Who reckons they can use this system for customer service and support? You fill it in once, and if you want anything, and then it sends out all different things to them. Helps you to sell more. Do you agree with that? Because you're touching your customers 7, 8, 9 times. That didn't sound too good. Okay. Yeah. Depends what industry you're in, I suppose. Okay. Educate your suspect to become a prospect, blah, blah, blah. Okay, folks. E-Zine Queen. Alexandria Brown. Okay. She hasn't emailed me, lady. I don't know why. I'll have to get on to her. Okay, folks, what does she got? Have a look at this. Name, email, subscribe. Mike Stewart uses it. And Mike adds audio to it. Jenny Amato uses it. Paul, her boyfriend, he uses it because it's a system that works. What I say to you here, folks, when I was in Singapore with Johan Mock, look at my ugly looking head. And please notice the BBI shirt. Have a look. See that? Hey? Johan and I, we did a thing. We did a name and email, notified me in newsletters. We sent a $97 product. Within 3 days, we made $18,000 US off of one product, $57. Is that a good promotion?
Yeah.
We had a lot of sushi in Singapore, believe me. Okay. Solo broadcasts, events, special deals, affiliate offers, public relations. Who's involved with a church or a community affiliation? Anyone involved in any of that? How could that help it? You just say, sign up here for our Christian newsletter. sign up here for our bowling club updates. And every time there's one, it just automatically goes out to them. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is the telephone up front. Set it and then forget it. Okay. I think, honestly, folks, when you do it this way, it's so easy. Automated selling. I told you I'd teach you that. All you do is go click on cart setup. You say, take money through. And if you don't want a merchant account, PayPal. How much does PayPal cost to join? Free. So you click PayPal. We've got over 65 payment gateways. You've got Worldpay, Authorize, isn't that? But if you're first starting off, get this, join up with PayPal, and you say to the cart, when they actually buy this, go to PayPal, put their name, bang, and the system sends you an email saying, congratulations, you've got a sale. You've got an affiliate, like Steiner. Who thinks that's a really easy way? You go into PayPal, you put your name and email, you put your name and your password, download my money to this bank, and there's your cash. I mean, it will take a little bit of a learning curve. So if you think, oh, geez, this, don't even get anyone's products. You need a system like this, because this is now building a relationship and a business, not a website. Who thinks this is a much better way than just building a website? Okay, much better. And if you're a graphic artist, a web designer, or anything, is this not a product that you can market to every single person on your database? 20% cop for the rest of the life of the people, and if they're making money, do you think they're going to get rid of the system? No. No way in the world. Okay, now, non-automated. Peter Sun, for example, he doesn't even know what a bloody credit card is. Okay, what he did, he said, no, I haven't got merchant facilities. So they fill it in, bang, bang, bang. All of his stuff was hard books, not PDFs. Okay, you know what a hard book is, just something you buy in the shop. So he got it through, and it actually said, yeah, you accept it. He actually printed it out, put it through his little swiper. If it didn't get accepted, he didn't send the book. If it got accepted, he sent it. So how's that? And he turned over $1 million once in a month through the system. Can it handle orders? So, I mean, if you've got a shop or anything like that, you don't have to, oh, I'm worried about PayPal. We'll do it yourself manually and use the system to just give you, and you can print it out, go back and check at any time. Now, put orders directly in the cart and up to the minute live sales. Okay. PayPal, well, you've seen that, and it's actually more now. I took this a little while ago. Over 50 million members worldwide. And who owns PayPal? eBay. Is eBay big?
Yeah.
Folks, honestly, I haven't got a merchant account. You know where I take all mine through? PayPal. And I use it as like play money. Whenever I want to buy different things and e-books, I spend about four grand the last week just on little e-books and stuff like that. Okay. No, but I mean, honestly, it's for my team. Because I learn all the different things. Order taking. I had a picture of my ugly mug shoved on my page before. Click it, order. Who thinks that's better than just a little text link? You know? Jenny often says to you, make up a button with click it, order. And I've showed them Visa, Mastercard. I don't care if I've got an ugly mush. Doesn't worry me in the least. Because the bottom line, they know you're real. They come to a seminar. I've had so many people, oh, wow, you guys, Nicola and everyone, are so approachable. What do you think we are, robots? You know, seriously, folks. And what I say to you, I put on my page, click here to order, in text. And I put here, if you'd like to buy this now, click this link. And then I put a picture. And then, what do I do with all of them? Test them. And I find out which one's worked. And I find Jenny, in a lot of ways, what she said is actually right. That little one, they like clicking on my mush. Instead of punching me in the head, they click the mouse. Okay? Now, what we're doing here, how you benefit from using a system, Brett. What are you holding up 15? You know it's not going to be 15 minutes. That's just a guideline for me. Okay. So you just sit down and be a good boy, okay? Folks, do you really care if we've only got 15 minutes or do you want to go a bit longer so I can explain it? Thank you. Don't worry, Brett. Just sit down. Okay. How you benefit? Ted's saying no problems. You can go for an hour, sweet chicks. Okay. Reduce your workload. Who thinks that happens with this system? Okay. Spend more free time with your family. And that's one thing. As Ted said about me, the mad genius on bloody lifestyle or whatever. I live in Thailand. I sit on a beach or I sit in my apartment with my girlfriend and ride elephants. I'm serious. I buy 23-carat gold that squashes when you really squash it hard. But it's all right. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't need to make $1 million. I can buy a lot of rice and prawns in Thailand. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I am the kind of person, if I make a few grand a week and that, I'm happy. You know, but some people have got a lot of different priorities and they want investments, and that's cool because everyone's got their own. But who honestly wants to make money, but also not primarily money? Who wants to spend more time free with their family and have a great time? Yeah? I consider that good. Easy duplicate success. Who wants to be able to do the same as Ted's done? The same as Tom, myself, Armin, everyone. You know, Armin was using a competitor, now he's using ours. Reduce and manage all risk. Maximize use of Ted's resources through the system. Who wants to work on your business, not in your business? Yeah? And use our servers and our hosting and our expertise and our programmers and our support, not having the thing set up in your bedroom. Okay? Now, folks, I'll go through these fast here. You can put at the top of your thing, you can put different banners, like we put the World Internet Summit. You can customize it, change the graphics, and you can even put a picture of a sexy-looking man in the corner if you'd like. Yeah, choose, Uber. I thought it was Elvis Presley at first. Okay, you can see what we've done here. You can put something at the top, something at the bottom. Thank you very much for your order. Okay, you can make your site look beautiful, and then where do you think that goes? You can have a blank website. You get the point? You can design, get your web designer or whatever to do whatever, and just give them the codes to paste in. Next one. See what I mean? Up the top, your branding. And then you can actually put an add to cart button. But really, when they click that, it's going to the link. You see? But they've made it look pretty. You can do whatever you'd like, folks. Next one. When you're upselling, you can upgrade to the next level of product very easily. You can cross-sell. You can do joint ventures like Jason's taught you. You can have affiliates you sell to. You can even get all of Tom's reprint rights. And if you're on my coaching, the 106 things, whack them in there. You've got an automatic business. It's on autopilot taking money while you sleep. Who likes that? Okay. Now, folks, I'll go through this fast because I know we're running out a bit of time. But if you want to stay later on, I'll help you out. List building, testing, measuring, communication, automation. Is that the main things you really want? Yeah? Okay. Folks, again, I've just put these up. When they actually send it back to you in an email, have a look. Click here to confirm your subscription. So the thing is, then you know the person's actually signed up, because otherwise you could add anyone's email. So it's security. Up the top, you can put your logos, etc. See? You can do whatever you want. Now, one thing I really want to tell you that beats any system. Sorry to hold you up, James. He was yawning then. I saw him. Now, folks, what I want to show you here, this is really important. Secure nightly system and database backups. Your details, database, are every day and every night backed up safely. Is that a good thing for you running a business? Strict privacy policies adhered to at all times. You can ask Martin Wales, there's no way anyone within the company will give out your details at any time unless you verify yourself very, very big time over the phone and by fax. Even if you want to import a list, if you've got 1,000 or 2,000 people, they will let you do it, but we have to know proof that you haven't just bought a list of someone and they don't even know you. Is that fair, bud? Because then people aren't getting spam. We find you spam, we'll cut you off the system. Okay, multiple servers, multiple IP addresses, so you've got whitelisting. And you know what Armin said, it's a difference between white and black. White's better, just believe me. And it's virus scanned, and it's totally secure and encrypted. That means it's got HTTPS, it's a secure server. You don't have to buy certificates. Okay. Folks, I hope that's convinced you, you do need this system. You get 100% uptime even during outage because they've got backup servers. If anything goes wrong, Martin actually writes a little pop-up saying, hey, guess what, we goofed up, it'll be online within a minute. If anyone tries to hack the servers, they'll even send a message saying, we turned one of our servers off for 5 minutes. But do you believe that's a lot better way to run your business securely? Recommended by all the experts, even me. That was a joke. Constantly improving every day because we listen to you. Totally automated from any computer, and that's what I love. Connect to the net. I can sit in Thailand on a laptop and there's my business. You guys can sit there, go in the internet cafe, and there's your business. Okay, folks, it's got a built-in affiliate program. And I won't go right into that today, but it's several layers deep now, multiple affiliate programs. Let your affiliates earn money while you sleep, 20% if you promote it. As used by the World Internet Summit. Every time you bought something or invest in this seminar, guess where it went through? Autopilot Riches. And you got your receipts? If you refer 4 people to the system, you've got your cart, your whole automated system free each and every year. Who easily thinks they get 3 or 4 people on board straight away? You know, it's not a hard thing to sell, believe me. Now, what you get when you get started today? Unlimited autoresponder system, cut and paste shopping cart, built-in affiliate program, broadcast emails, Google ClickBank ad tracker, because you can, whatever, credit card processing, voice tutorials. I do 2 free coaching calls myself and Martin Wales, Okay, just in case I'm sick, Martin might do the two calls for you, because he's really good. Okay, and you've got 10 to 8 Easterns, because it's based in the States and Canada, but tech support, you can just fill in any details. Now, it works out £815 for 2-year package, and you get a 10,000 database, but if you decide to make the decision to go ahead with it today, we upgrade that to 25,000 database for you. Who thinks that's a big increase for you? Believe me, when you start building a list, it's good. We give you 2 free coaching calls from me. You save over £300 just on that, and $800. So you save about $1,200 today. Now, my commitment to you, I trust I've delivered you a quality presentation to show you why you must get started with Autopilot Riches. And who honestly agrees they should get started with Autopilot Riches now? Yeah? Okay. Now, if there are any things I haven't covered, please ask me. Now, one thing I'll say, your commitment to me, and I agreed with you up front, if Autopilot Riches is not the perfect solution, if it doesn't offer what you want, it's not affordable, then say no today. But if it is for you, it's the perfect solution, it's definitely what you need, it's easily affordable, then say yes by filling in the order form. Is that fair, folks? Give them all an order form now and I'll go through it with you. Now, oh, that's ugly. Okay. Some mothers do have them, mine had me. Okay, folks, have a look at the order form you've got in front of you for a second. Now, what I want you to do, the only reason I've got you filling these ones in is because if you haven't got a domain name, see where it's got URL down there? Just write no domain name at present, okay, or not applicable. But you've got 2 years. As soon as we actually sent one up, or people on my course, as soon as we sent one up, we can easily add it into the cart. There's no problem there. Now, just fill in your business name or your personal name. Now, when you fill in your email part, please print it very clearly because we want to send you your username and password. Okay, some people put a wrong email. Put it in correctly, please, folks. Now, the next bit, your full name as on your credit card, your state, etc., and your signature. Now, but the main thing we need is your email spelt very, very clearly. So write that clearly, folks, because, and that's the one that's the second line down. The email we need clearly because we're going to get in contact with you straight away to show you how to start it off. And I will do, on my first couple of calls, some training with Martin, because Martin, I get on Martin's calls, Martin gets on mine. If there's any questions about the system, Martin's here all the way from Canada to help you the same as I am. Brett uses it. Now, folks, while you're filling that in today, I've got about 5 minutes to go. You fill in this, and we will have to get you to fill in the other form as well. Don't get me wrong. But we need this for our thing for the office so we can actually get you fully set up, okay? Because Martin's going to take them back to Canada with him. Now, and, folks, seriously, all the way from Canada, I'll give him a big clap because thank you. Stand up. Go on. Folks, if you need anything, anything whatsoever with Autopilot Riches, ask myself. Martin's come all the way from Canada. It's a long way, and he actually slept in. It's Ted's baby. Ted runs his whole business on, what's the name? What's the name? Autopilot Riches. People think this is actually sponsored by Autopilot Riches. It's run by it. Now, folks, just a couple of quick questions or suggestion that just before we wrap up. Who's got anything they just like to ask quickly? Yes, sir. Just give him a microphone first, please. And it works out, as I said, about £815 plus VAT, okay?
In Autopilot, Richard, you've got you can set up the shopping account with PayPal.
Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering, like, when you're selling e-products through something like ClickBank, do you actually get that transaction information fed back into...
I do myself. ClickBank, as you know, is a totally different system. But I actually grab my data and put it into Autopilot Riches. Yes.
But like, that's like dropping all the database information. Do you get the sales information as well?
Yes, you do.
You do. Okay.
That's what I do, yeah.
Okay, so
but the thing is, just remember, ClickBank is separate. ClickBank's got its own affiliate thing and everything. It's, yeah, sometimes ClickBank is a pain, but this is actually running your own thing. And if you've got a digital good, say you write an e-book, you press on up, you put in your product, put in the price, press save, and you actually say browse, pick your e-book. It uploads, as soon as they've actually purchased it, the system sends the product to them. So you don't have to worry about who's got it, who hasn't, whatever. But it's a good question. A lot of people have asked it. Up the back, the gentleman. Thanks, Brett. Just the gentleman just up in the dark shirt. Yes, sir?
I wanted to find out whether it's got its own gateway or say
okay.
I'm willing to check out.
That's a very, very good question too, and it's similar related. What you do, Autopilot Riches is your total automation system, and when you get into it, you just press cart setup. It'll say, do you want a banner? Do you want a name? Do you want this? And click on this button just to show it if you want it linked into PayPal or WorldPay or authorized, and it'll just say, enter your number. And that's it. It's quick and simple, but if you've got any problems whatsoever, don't email me. Get onto the support button, okay, and Cliff, James, the boys, Martin, whoever will actually help you, okay? I present for them, and I know the system, but I mean, I do my own coaching, and I'll help you on my team, but Autopilot Rich has got their own customer support team that will really help you. But it is a good question. I thank you for asking, sir. Just this gentleman here, sir?
Yeah, David, is there any facility for dealing with dual pricing in different currencies? And could you also cover subscriptions?
Okay, what I do with dual pricing, etc., myself, I link mine up sometimes with two checkout because they've got eight different currencies. Or, for example, I'll add two products. If I'm doing English pounds and I'm doing Australian dollars, I'll add two products. One that I'll tell them one price, one that I'll say, or what Michael Johnson's done in Australia, he's put, please note you will be charged in US dollars and it converts to English pound equals, Australian dollars equals, you know. But there's multiple different ways. The subscription part, talk to Martin, he'll go right through that because that's a bit intricate, but Martin can actually help you with that. And one thing that I was saying to you folks, it's easy and quick and simple, but there's a little bit of a learning curve, of course, when you first start.
Hi, is there a telephone helpline?
Yes, there is. There's a telephone helpline, there's an online support desk, the whole lot. You can ring them direct and they will tell you to hang up and they will ring you back. Yeah, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I've got a regular merchant account. Can you merge the two together or will you need to sort of scrap it off?
No, this system links in to your merchant account, sir. Okay, and that's all. And if it's not one of the ones that we've got, Rob, Martin, the boys and that will talk to you about how to implement it. And in the meantime, if it's not one, you can easily link it into PayPal just till they get it aboard for you. If you're the only person with that actual merchant account, you know, which is one in a million, well, of course, you might have to pay to get that added on. But if it's WorldPay, AuthorizedNet, iBill, etc., you know, yeah, there are no problems. So what I say to people, join with the strength and they're already in the cart for you. So, David, stand up for a sec.
I just want to know if the tutorials are available now not on DVD, but on CD?
Truthfully, I don't think so, but ask Martin, because okay. Martin can help you out there. Martin, are the tutorials available on DVD or CD at the moment?
How much would you like to pay for them?
We're doing an In other words, no, but Martin will do it for a few dollars and a couple of beers at the bar.
I've got dial-up.
Because I ignore you so easily, I actually, if you go to Shopping Cart Training, it's not officially launched and fully populated with all the Flash movies, but if you go to shoppingcarttraining.com, there's all the user information in Flash movies, so you can actually get a great tutorial there. We've got great feedback. Again, it's not 100% ready, so I'm giving you a little insider information, but you can see exactly how to use Autopilot Riches there. It's the same interface. You can see how you set up your autoresponders, the whole thing. There is a downloadable PDF user manual. I would be honest in saying it probably needs upgrading. You're going to see a lot of changes coming, so we're continually improving, and part of that challenge is, you know, keeping the documentation up to date. But if you have any problems or questions, there's customers here, I think. How many people use Autopilot Riches right now or one of our private label partners?
There's a few already, see?
Why don't you ask one of them how they found it? I'm a marketing guy, by the way, and I'll try and answer your tech questions, but I'm not a techie guy. But while we were sitting here, I set up an autoresponder yesterday. I was at a seminar. I presented. You know when people say, hey, my PowerPoint will be available after? You think that's like an opt-in list?
Yeah.
Right? And it automatically sends out the PowerPoint or the connection to a PDF, whatever it is, and puts them on your list. So it's great business productivity tool. I know the name Cart comes up a lot, but it's really a marketing system. And I always say, how much would you pay your worst employee? Think right now about the worst employee you ever had and how much they cost you a month. Right? Is it like £1,000 a month? Or even if you paid them part-time, 60, you know, 600 pounds a month. I always look at this as like five employees online for you. I'm working 7/24. So, you know, check it out. Talk to some of the customers. Raise your hands again, customers. Okay.
We've got one minute just now. So, folks, give Martin a big hand because he's come all the way from Canada. But I was also going to leave that to Ian because Rob has actually set up, as Martin said, shoppingcarttraining.com, and that's a generic thing to show you how to use autopilot, riches, etc. So you can go through that. Now, what I'd like you to do is fill in those forms now because we're about to break for lunch, but that's the full package. You're saving over about $1,200 US, which is still quite a lot of pounds too. Fill those in now because Martin's actually going to be, we're going to be getting those ready so we can take to Canada. Go up the back. You'll have to fill out Ted's form, but we need those bits so we can cut off the bottom to take back to actually put it. If you're an existing customer, instead of having to upgrade and pay the extra, you can do that, and we will add it onto your account for you at that value. So you're saving a hell of a lot more. And the only way you can get that is through a seminar. So if you're an existing customer, take advantage of that today. But write, I'm already a customer with Autopilot Riches, and I want to upgrade to this special offer. Okay, folks, I hope that's helped you. I thank you very much, and have a great lunch. Thank you.
David Kavanaugh, all right.